Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Saints, and I'm on the air to make an appeal to you, to encourage you. Many of us have relatives, we have neighbors, we have friends, we have co-workers who today sit in a church where apostasy is running rampant. And this is a time of joy, this is a time of celebration, because we take this month to evangelize. We take this month to tell the pagan world that Jesus Christ was born, became incarnate, that he might be the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. We take this month to tell others about the joy of salvation. Tell them what Christ has done for us and how he's transformed us and how he's changed us and how he's given us a hope of eternal life. And while we evangelize the lost, we look at our churches where many of our relatives and co-workers and friends and neighbors sit in, and those churches are no better than the world. Why? Because apostasy is running rampant in those churches. There has taken place a falling away. Many have departed from the faith and have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And they're no better off. They're really no better off than those who are in the world, who are lost, and who also need Jesus. And so our hearts break. We're happy in one instance, but yet we're heartbroken in the other, because we just have too many relatives, too many friends, too many co-workers, too many neighbors, too many acquaintances that we know who are sitting in the church that has been taken over by the Roman Catholic Church. A book has been written. It's called Jackass Bishops. And it talks about how Satan has a master plan to unite all of the religions of the world, to bring them under one banner, to bring them under one roof, and to take all of these religions and make a one world religion that would be ready to accept the Antichrist. And that includes the Christian faith. That includes your church and my church. That includes all of Christianity. Satan is also wanting to bring all of Christianity, all of Christendom, under that one big tent. And the way to accomplish that is to infiltrate our churches, and it is to contaminate the pastor. It is to take the pastor, the lowly pastor, it is to take him and give him such a makeover that your pastor is the lead apostate in the church. And that's what the book Jackass Bishops is all about. And you're heartbroken because you see how many of your acquaintances, how many of your relatives are actually going to one of these churches where the pastor is a jackass bishop. Now, listen, folks, we know that all humans, we know that every human being is flawed. We know that every human being is imperfect. There's only one perfect being, and that is Christ Jesus, our Lord. We're not looking for perfect pastors. There is none. That's why we're not looking for one. We're not looking for a pastor with no flaws. Those pastors do not exist. They don't exist. Now, despite the flaws, despite the sin nature, despite the imperfections, we do have pastors who are born again, who submit to Scripture, who are led by the Spirit, and who are wonderful leaders. And we thank God for those. But each and every day, Satan is infiltrating a new church, taking a pastor, giving that pastor a makeover, and once the makeover is done and complete, the pastor now is an apostate. A pastor now is a stooge of Rome. A pastor now can be found in the rank and files of the leadership of the Roman Catholic Church. They dress like them. They dress like the priests and the bishops and the archbishops of the Roman Catholic Church. They sound like them. They take their cue from the same book that those people do, which is the Code of Canon Law. Each and every day, more and more of these churches are being hijacked. The pastor is being turned, and the rest of the members are following like sheep to the slaughter. And most who sit in the pews, most who sit there in church week after week after week, lack critical discernment. And so there is a book out there that if you were thinking of giving someone a Christmas gift, if you were praying for one of these relatives of yours, one of these co-workers, one of your friends or neighbors whom you love dearly, but is caught up and is found in one of those churches following one of those crazy Roman Catholic bishops, we have the book for you. It's called Jackass Bishops. And maybe this little song, which is a kid's song, maybe this little song will help you understand what it is that we're meaning to tell you during these few minutes. The song is called Wonky Donkey, Wonky Donkey. It's a kid's song. And it talks about a donkey who is so flawed, so sinful in its nature, that you wouldn't want to be around this donkey. It's called Wonky Donkey. Listen to this.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. I only had three legs. He was a wonky donkey. Wonky donkey, wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. I only had three legs and one eye. He was a winky wonky donkey, winky wonky donkey, winky wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. I was...
only had three legs and one eye, and he liked to listen to country music. Yeehaw!
He was a honky tonky winky wonky donkey, honky tonky winky wonky donkey. Down the road and I saw a donkey.
Only had three legs and one eye, liked to listen to music, and he was quite tall and slim.
He was a blanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky donkey. Blanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey.
And only had three legs and one eye, liked to listen to music, he was quite tall and slim, and he smelt really, really bad.
He was a stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky donkey. Stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey.
He only had three legs, one eye, liked this kind of music, was quite going slim, he smelled really bad, and that morning he got up early and he hadn't had any coffee.
He was a cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. Cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey.
Only had three legs, one eye, like this kind of music, his quite tall and slim, he smelled really bad. He got up in the morning and he hadn't had any coffee, and he was always getting up to mischief.
He was a hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. Hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey.
And only had three legs, one eye, liked this kind of music, his quite almost thin, he smelled really bad. He got up in the morning and he had any coffee, he was always getting up to mischief. But he was quite good looking.
He was a spunky, hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, donkey, winky, wonky, donkey. Spunky, hanky, panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, donkey, winky, wonky, donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey.
Now, there you have it, saints. If you had this kind of a wonky donkey in your pulpit, okay, all right, you can try to live with it. But the donkeys in the pulpit today in many of our churches are stooges of Rome, and they are apostate. They have fallen away from the faith, and they are planning to do much mischief. They are planning to lead every soul under the tent of a one-world religion. Get your relative, get your neighbor, get your co-worker, get your friend a copy of Jackass Bishops. All you have to do is go to the website, paganbishops.com, paganbishops.com, and just order your PDF copy and give it to them as a Christmas gift. You'll be doing them a favor. Because you'll be opening their eyes to the truth, and you'll be leading them back to Jesus. God bless.